Christian Viancourt reports on the arts every Thursday at about this time on Fresh Air. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock on Fresh Air, we'll hear again from George Nakashima in an interview I recorded with him a few months ago, and this will be reviewing his life and his move to Philadelphia. So that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock, a biographical interview with sculptor George Nakashima. This is Fresh Air. You're tuned to WHYY-FM in Philadelphia, and the time now is 4 o'clock. Well, we're going to usher in the holidays by celebrating the work of a great American songwriter, Irving Berlin. He's perfect for the season. After all, he gave us White Christmas. The holidays are a time for family gatherings, and it's fitting that our guest singer is Peggy King, who has really become part of the Fresh Air family. Over the last few years, she's graced our music studio with her interpretations of songwriters like Jerome Kern, the Gershwins, and Cole Porter. Peggy King performs at New York's finest supper clubs and has two albums on the Stash record label. We're really privileged to have her living here in Philadelphia. Accompanying her today are David Fink on bass and Corky Hale, who will be featured both on piano and harp. Irving Berlin will have his 99th birthday in May, and to celebrate, Peggy King, Corky Hale, and David Fink are collaborating on an album of Berlin songs, and Peggy King will give an all-Berlin concert on Berlin's 99th birthday, that's May 11th, at the Port of History Museum in Philadelphia at Penn's Landing. She's even written a song for him, and we're about to hear the very first performance of it. The song is called Irving Berlin. Peggy wrote the lyrics. The music is by her old friend Arthur Hamilton, who's best known for his song Cry Me a River. I want to welcome the studio audience who showed up in the rain today for this concert. And please welcome, join me in welcoming Peggy King. Thank you.
Picture a pretty girl dressed in a sequin gown, climbing a winding staircase, then dancing her way back down. And look whose music she's dancing to, helping her take control of you, making you trade your frown in for a gold-plated grin. Irving to face the music, Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin. You could spend your whole life singing Irving Berlin. Picture a handsome man decked out in soup and fish, holding you on the dance floor. You're there 'cause you got your wish. And look whose music you're moving to, turning dreams into dreams come true, telling you those are the only arms you want to be in. Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin. When you're ready to face the music, Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin. Would Easter bonnets go parading? Would blue skies be as bright? Would Christmas be as white without Irving? Thank you. I have to tell you something. That's the first time I've ever sung my own lyrics, not in a recording studio, but live, you know? It's really weird because all that goes through your head is, what if I mess up my own lyrics? I mean, would that be awful or what? I'm very pleased with the way the lyrics came out, especially Would Christmas Be as White, you know? Maybe you can do something about the rain, Mr. Berlin. Maybe you could turn it into white for us. I'm doing a retrospective of Berlin, and I keep throwing out songs and coming up with new ones because I love them all and I want to do them all. And so I hope that I'll do a favorite of yours today, somewhere along the line. If not, forgive me, there are just so many of them. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? I travel to be where you are. How far is a journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is a journey from here to a star? Would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? That's a very emotional song. It's from 1932, before most of you were born, which is before David was born, my bass player, which is really always just freaks me. However, when I first met David 4 years ago, when I first started to sing again, he was just a kid. I think he was 23. And now you've joined us. You've moved on in those 4 years. Okay, this is a song that is from, I wanted to do one of the songs from Ziegfeld Follies, because I thought it was important for all of you out there who remembered them and loved them to hear them, and for all the kids, you know, under 40, I thought it would be nice because you should know that there was some wonderful songs out there. Girls didn't just walk around in those spangled clothes and those headdresses. There were wonderful songs in the Ziegfeld Follies. This song made a star of a woman called Ruth Etting in Ziegfeld Follies of 1927. Later on in 1955, Doris Day revived it in a biographical movie of Ruth Etting called, I think, Love Me or Leave Me. But the song deserves singing again. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Tell them on the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listening to a voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro. With every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away.
We have stragglers in the studio. Let's see. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is the great American soprano Benita Valente there. Aha! Benita! It's so sweet of you to come, Benita, really. I can't believe you went out in this weather, a singer going out in this weather. I guess you figured out that we're going to do some songs with harp, huh? We're going to do... We wanted to do I Left My Harp in San Francisco. Be careful, it's my harp. I'm giving Corky a chance to... Corky Hale is the outstanding jazz harpist of our time, and it's a very, very, very great privilege to be working with her today. If you've never heard voice and harp together before, it's very interesting. I know classical singers do it, but pop singers, it's a whole nother story.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are. Alone too.
you. Thank you. Well, I think we ought to do another one in that vein because they do come out nicely with the harp. That was from 1924. This one's much later. It's from 1925. Remember the night, the night you said I love you. Remember, remember, you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember, promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember. Remember, we found a lonely spot, and after I promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Thinking how far ahead of himself Berlin was when it came to lyrics, because Remember We Found a Lonely Spot and After I Cared to Learn to Care a Lot is, you know, pretty advanced. Really, today it means, you know, today it's not, but then I think that was very, I think he was a very interesting fellow, Irving Berlin. This one too has a whole idea about running off to the dark. This is from 1948, from Miss Liberty. It was sung by Alan Ann McClary and Eddie Albert. It was the first of a whole bunch of wonderful duets, which are hard to sing alone, but this one happens to work out that I can sing it alone, so it's okay. We'll do this one. I beg your pardon. This one... I forgot. Yeah, we went back and forth on this. This is definitely a harp solo. Corky's going to play this alone. This song was written in 1925 or something for Mr. Berlin's wife when they got married. And I always like to tell you this because I think it's wonderful. He gave it to her as a wedding gift. And when I say he gave it to her, he gave her this song. He gave her the ASCAP rights to it. And he gave her all the publishing rights to it. I mean, it was quite a wedding gift. Thank you.
Did you play that at a lot of weddings?
No?
Not really. I really don't play weddings unless I go in with a band, and then we kind of play chunk, chunk, chunk for everybody to dance.
Sure.
Really? Well, I go in and play for the
dancing. I guess I sang that at 25 weddings, I guess. But then again, that was, you know, in the covered wagon days. Now we'll do the duet. That is not a duet. That is from Miss Liberty.
Is that it?
Are we not on Let's Take an Old?
Yeah, is that it?
Let's Take an Old Fashioned Walk? Yeah, is there not an intro to that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's right, but I guess it
Let's
is.
Let's see. What is that intro?
It's the verse. We're going
That's
to sing the verse
thought.
First. It just doesn't seem like it's in the right key. I'm having a little problem with it.
Well,
David, you've got the rest of the G major.
G, and I have written on here F. That may be why.
I guess that's why. Okay.
That may
be
amazing.
At least I knew it was wrong. Okay.
Oh, well.
That's it. Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot. Others will bicycle side by side off to some romantic spot. But if you haven't a sou, there's only one thing to do. Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down the lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. For a couple who seem to be miles apart, there's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart. I know a girl who declined, wouldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up in soul coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down the lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seems to be miles apart, there's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart. I know a girl who declined, wouldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold coming home from an old-fashioned walk. She was wrapped up and sold coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
Thank you. That's a fun song. It doesn't need to be a duet, really, does it? Somebody suggested that I do a kind of a potboiler. Now, this is definitely a duet. I think this was the first of those counter melodies sung against each other, you know, with a whole different set of lyrics things that he wrote. We have no other singer, so we'll do it ourselves.
Okay. This is play a... No, this is not... I have got to get this straightened out. I tell you, excuse me, folks out there in Radio Land. I messed up my music and don't know where I'm at. I don't even have that. Okay, I'll find it in a minute, folks. Huh, would you believe? No, I don't. I'm going to find it. I would do it alone, but I never did it before. Here it is. Okay. I got confused because they both start out with let's. He wrote a lot of let's do this and let's do that songs. From now on, Corky, will you please tell me what we're singing before we start it? This is from Follow the Fleet. It was sung by Fred Astaire, 1936, to Ginger Rogers. It's definitely not the other one.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, so while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.
very interesting because a lot of these songs were written for Fred Astaire, obviously, and he sang, you know, really high. I mean, only dogs could hear some of his notes. He really sang high, really, really, really high. He was like higher than a tenor, whatever, they're really high. And they're really not that easy for other people to sing, but how can you not want to sing that song? I mean, that's just such a wonderful song. Now comes the duet. The pot boiler, the Ricky Ticky, the rag song.
Won't you play a simple melody like my mother sang to me? One with good old-fashioned harmony. Play a simple melody. Musical dream, set your honey, I dream. Won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. Play a chord.
Maybe it's because. How would that be? Well, I thought it was It's a Lovely Day Today, you see. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth, but I'm not going to lie to you about what happened here today. If I ever lie, I tell people I'm lying now, but I'm not lying now. The truth is that we finished this, and we thought we were finished. And it was so short because some of those songs are 16 bars and you're finished. And so we did a lot of fooling around and fooling around. This is all my fault. It's not Corky's fault. It's not David's fault. It's my fault. This is an interesting, yeah, I know, but I think we'll do Maybe It's because I want to make absolutely sure we get this song. We got other songs, but as we watch the clock, folks, ticking on, we'll decide what to do here. This song was not in a movie and it wasn't in a Broadway show, and I cannot bear the fact that a lot of people don't know it. It was recorded by Astaire in 1933, but I really wanted to sing this song for you.
Maybe it's because I love you too much. Maybe it's because you love me so little. Maybe when I answered yes, maybe I became a bore. Maybe if I loved you less, maybe you would love me more. maybe it's because I've kissed you too much. Maybe that is why my kiss means so little. Maybe with a love so great and a love so small, maybe I'll be left with no love at all. Maybe it's because I love you too much. Maybe it's because you love me so little. Maybe when I answered yes, maybe I became a bore. Maybe if I loved you less, maybe you would love me more. Maybe it's because I kissed you too much. Maybe that is why my kiss means so little. Maybe with a love so great and a love so small, maybe I'll be left with no love at all.
This is another song. This one's from much later. This is from 1947. It was sung by Judy Garland in Easter Parade. Somehow the songs go together for me.
Better luck next time. That could never be. Because there ain't gonna be no next time for me. No siree. Made up my mind to make another start. I made my mind up, but I can't make up my heart. I'd like a new lucky day. That would be nice. But this comes just once in a lifetime, not twice. So I'll say better luck next time. That could never be. Because there ain't gonna be no next time for me. Like a new lucky day, that would be nice. But this comes just once in a lifetime, not twice. So I'll say better luck next time. That could never be. Because there ain't gonna be no next time for me.
Singer Peggy King, bassist David Fink, and pianist and harpist Corky Hale. And we're listening to a live concert of Irving Berlin songs in celebration of the holidays. And the holiday songs are about to come up. We're going to take a short intermission break, very short, just for a few words with Peggy King. And this concert is being broadcast here on Fresh Air on WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. I'm really enjoying the concert, Peggy. It's a beautiful presentation.
I'm having a hard time figuring out how come I thought I was short. I mean, I am short. You know, I've always been short, but I mean, I can't understand why I thought I needed, you know, five more songs that I don't. This is really weird. Absolutely weird.
Well, we'll be hearing some Christmas songs in just a couple of minutes.
Perhaps the applause changes. Perhaps you, no matter how you do a thing at home with a stopwatch, yeah, perhaps it just goes slower when you have an audience.
You're going to do White Christmas and a lot of those songs in a couple of minutes. Do you ever sing those songs out of season? Do you think they work out of the Christmas season?
No, not really. My biggest memory of White Christmas is that I sang, in Korea for the troops during the war and during the Korean War. And we were forbidden to sing White Christmas because it dissolved everybody into, you know, I mean, they just couldn't bear it. Or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We were not allowed to sing those songs.
How do you keep those songs fresh? So many people have sung them. They're sung every year.
I always think of every song as if it's the first time anybody ever sang it. And, of course, today it was with the opening song. But, yeah. And that this is the first time I'm singing it. And it's I don't worry about stuff like who sang, I mean, like Astaire sang this, except, of course, that they're very high.
Are they emotional songs for you? The Christmas songs?
You know, everything's an emotional song for me. I mean, really, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I mean, I just, every song is an emotional song for me. I mean, I just enjoy what I'm, and I pay attention to the words, and his words are, I mean, how can you not be emotional? The man is wringing out a dish rag here. It's very emotional stuff, you know.
One thing I want to get to, and then we'll get to the last part of the concert. It's very unusual, I think, for a singer to be accompanied by harp. What, Corky, let me ask you, behind the piano there, what are some of the things you think you could do on harp that you wouldn't do on piano and in accompanying
that
a singer?
That was a major problem today. Peggy said, I would like you to do a couple solos on the harp. Irving Berlin's songs are really difficult on the harp only because of the, if you notice, there's seven pedals on a harp, and a lot of, that's what people don't know. That's the worst thing about playing a harp, is that your feet go all the time. And unfortunately, Irving Berlin's songs, which I love, are a lot of changing of keys, and they're particularly hard to do on the harp. It so happens I do prefer playing piano anyway. That's my secret. I've always thought of myself as a pianist. But, of course, I work all the time on the harp. So,
do you like singing with a harp, Peggy?
I like singing with Corky. She's extraordinary. I don't imagine there are too many people who could
Well,
play
that's
for a
singer. Because I am a pianist, and I've played piano for so many singers, you know, for so many
years.
It's
different. It's not the same.
Because no, accompanying is never the same.
No, but there are certain things that I know the harp can't do. There are certain fills I know the harp cannot make. It's like a guitar, and so you know that I change my phrasing a lot. I sing a little differently. But I enjoy it. It's a wonderful feeling to sing with the harp, really. It's very pure.
Well, I'm going to let you get set up for the holiday part.
Yes, I think we
Christmas
should get
concert.
Set up because... I certainly have messed everything up today.
Remind everybody, we're listening to singer Peggy King, pianist and harpist Corky Hale, bassist David Fink, and this concert is being broadcast live from the 91FM Music Studio. This is Fresh Air on WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. Please join me in welcoming back our musicians and singer Peggy King.
Yeah, how are we doing? We got time for about four songs. Is that about it, do you think? All right.
Then we better get to the holiday part, right?
Yeah, let's do the...
feel a little unhappy holiday?
All of these songs, you're probably seeing the film Holiday Inn, you know, from 1942 over and over and over and over now on television, you know, and video stores. It's such an incredible film, and you could sing every one of those songs. You know, it's only holidays. I guess from that picture came the Holiday Inn, the Holiday Inn chain. I suppose, obviously, there are some songs that are, you know, not Christmas, but at least we want to do one of them because it's nice with the harp. Are we doing Be Careful, It's My Heart?
Okay.
Is it that late? That late, huh? Okay. Yeah, let's
why don't you sing a chorus of this particular song that I've done the intro in, because it's pretty.
Okay.
Let's do that on
Happy
harp.
Happy holiday.
happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
Remember that from the picture?
I do.
We can go right on and get right to the big song here if we want to. Or we can do Be Careful, It's My Heart, which is the one for Valentine's Day. What would you like to do?
We have around 10 minutes, so...
Let's do Be Careful, It's My Heart. We did it the
other... It's from Holiday Inn.
It's from... Oh, yeah. It's the Valentine song. Yeah. So we ought to do it, I think.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart. Before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
I have some relatives today. My daughter Suzanne is here, and my husband Sam, and David Fink's mother is here, and we're having a contest. Guess which one is David Fink's mother? That's the contest. She's the lady in the red dress who's hysterical laughing at the moment. We're so glad you could come. That's so nice of you. I love your son. I really do. I love working with him. These Irving Berlin songs really heat you up, don't they? Yeah, don't they?
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen. Sleigh bells in the snow. just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all Christmases be
okay. Yeah, now Corky would love to do this on the piano, so you'll have to listen one more time, folks. Sing along if you like, but she really play it, Corky. It's lovely.
Singer Peggy King, pianist and harpist Corky Hale, bassist David Fink. Thanks to our studio audience for coming this afternoon, and I want to wish everybody happy holidays and a happy new year as well. Well, you'll have another opportunity to hear Peggy King pay tribute to Irving Berlin on May 11th, which is the 99th birthday of Irving Berlin. And this concert will be at the Port of History Museum Theater at Penn's Landing. That's May 11th, the 99th birthday of Irving Berlin. Also, if you enjoyed Peggy singing, let me recommend a couple of her albums. She has two of them on the Stash record label. One is called Oh, What a Memory We Made, and the other is Peggy King Sings the Songs of Irving Berlin. Sings the Songs of Jerome Kern. Irving Berlin is yet to
Gosh,
come.
Gosh, I'm glad you made a mistake, too. Now I can sleep tonight.
There's a few people we'd like to thank for helping to make today's concert possible: Brian Little, Ann Peterson, and Sam Rudofker. Financial support for the concert was provided by the William McCann III Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation. The concert was produced by Danny Miller. The technical director was Joyce Lieberman. Thanks again for a wonderful concert.
My pleasure.
And may all your...
Sing our way out.
Well, actually, instead of singing our way out, we're going to have to hear the shadow traffic report for our listeners who are trapped on the roads in the rain right now. So let's check in and we'll sing our way out in a few seconds. This is shadow traffic report. I'll give an idea. Stand by. I'm gonna outro this, and then we'll sing our way. We can sing out.
Tell me when. I can't now. It's not my key. Just go ahead, you guys.
That Shadow Traffic Report was funded by Samsung Electronics. We'll be joining National Public Radio for All Things Considered in just a moment. Our engineers today were Joyce Lieberman and Ron Malachnik, Amy Salat, the associate producer, Danny Miller and I, producers of the show. My name's Terry Gross. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays and a happy new year. This is WHYY-FM Philadelphia. Concerts for that show too. Yeah, so maybe you could come back for one of those. Because we want to have Peggy King back and do some national concerts with her. So bring him on over. Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you right now that I timed those two within an inch of their lives.
Really?
And
I'm sure.
If we were so sure that we were, you never know.
Well, maybe you talk in between the music floor.
Yeah, that too.
I think the kind of informality of talking, just adds something to the concert anyway.
It was an interesting program.
It's a great program.
It's a fun
program. There's going to be four times as many segments on it. See, there's going to be a half-hour interview. There's going to be three arts reviewers and commentators every day. Then there's going to be a second interview and a second half-hour. So there's less time, but it's going to be the second half-hour will be more like an arts version of All Things Considered. You know what I mean? There'll be a lot of stuff happening in it. That's the mystery.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure, no, glad you come. Come to the next one.
You just kind of flew around New York, you know, played.
I did.
Is that where you guys came?
Yeah,
New York.
Harp on the G Roll record, they call her. She can read changes.
I think just like sometimes in January. The funny thing is when the new one comes, I mean when the loaner comes, they'll
right. It's a door for whatever huge, you know.
Super virtuosic
type
sounding piano, so it might sound kind of funny.
How do you do that?
Watch.
We're getting a Bose door for a loaner for this piano.
It's a very good piano.
Well, this one needs some work.
You know, when the time comes for us to put this together for the set, I'd like to sit with you and do some editing when it gets something else. There's too much talking and not enough.
Well, that's what editing is about.
I think on the radio it's charming. I like to hear it. You're just listening to this is listening. Might we not, you have to come in one day and run a few more on the piano or something.
Work on something like that. Yeah, this will be out.
And the Bosendorfer will be here.
Bosendorfer will be here, yeah.
Well, that'll do. I think that won't be bad.
We're gonna be pretty crazy over the next several months. We'll have a cassette. Take one with you tonight.
Yeah,
we listen.
How was that?
That's why you're going on the network.
I talked about art collecting. Yeah, well, how am I supposed to recognize people from way, way back?
Nobody comes in.
Now it's even worse because we're in Japan.
Mark is a good brother.